1916, 1915.
Yeah. This is before they had cars. And
oh, yes.
No cars up here. And you went to school in the summertime?
Yes, in summertime.
Where did they get their teacher?
They always had teachers, though.
That was what?
Oh, yes.
During that
yeah.
Was this the one school?
Yes.
One-room schoolhouse?
One-room schoolhouse.
And all, did you have grades?
Up to the fifth grade.
Up to the fifth grade.
The beginning of children. Mm-hmm. Up to the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many winters did you spend up in the woods when you were married? How long did you do this?
Well, after we were married, we didn't go too much in the woods. Just the first winter after.
We went two years. Mm-hmm. Now, that general farmer's from Kevin. Come here now, Bill Gagnon there, 5 years.
And you said you worked at what plant down here?
Alcohol plant.
The alcohol plant.
Mm-hmm. I fired down here, I fired down here.
You fired? You kept the fires going?
Kept the fire going.
What did they make alcohol?
Made
what kind of alcohol? Not the kind you drink.
Yeah.
Oh, they did here in Canada.
Yeah, they made the alcohol drink, and they made the alcohol drink, and they made the rum and alcohol, and then they made the...
We will continue with the alcohol plant, because you were just telling me the government closed that down.
Well, the government closed it down because, well, I don't know what reason, although I think the companies didn't agree with them to pay what the government price they wanted for the alcohol.
Oh, is that it?
The government just charging off the price, see, for so much a gallon.
Uh-huh.
And the company couldn't afford it.
No.
But that's the way they decided.
But they didn't give any warning.
No.
They just closed it down.
Well, then the government closed it down.
The company
closed it down, but they couldn't afford to pay the government what the price you want, because there's an awful tax, big taxes on that,
mm-hmm.
on the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't afford to buy payers and pay all expenses, and the men were working there. They couldn't afford it, and they shut her down.
Was there many men employed?
Probably around 30, 35 men,
That made it kind of rough, didn't it? For 35 years being unemployed.
They closed down and they bet us all off and let us go.
So what happened to the building?
Well, they moved out a lot of stuff. Our company moved out a lot and they sold a lot of stuff They moved back a lot of stuff down to, down to Pennsylvania.
A plant down there.
And they moved most of that stuff back down there.
They used a lot of neighbors there.
Oh, now?
They were.
They were.
Yeah.
Using the potatoes.
Oh, yeah. We used to use right around 20 to 25 cars a day for three shifts.
Cars, you mean these railroad boxes?
In the spring of the year, after we couldn't get them up here, mm-hmm. they used to get them from down country.
They'd ship potatoes in from down the country?
Buy them all around here, wherever they could get them. They used to buy them. See, what it couldn't cut from in, they used to ship them by cars.
I should think that would be a good industry for Carroll.
Well,
they really lost something when they lost that, didn't they?
They used to take a few runs, just like them take the dirt out of them, small ones, and something like that. They finally made money then, so they bought most everything. They just took out the bad pairs of them.
They loaded them in the car in bulk. They didn't have to back them or nothing.
No, they didn't have to. And then the final round here, they just hauled right in the barrels, see? Jumped right into that freight house, and then they went to the...
They were paid so much bell.
They were paid so much bell.
For these potatoes. But they could sell, as long as they had potatoes, they sold potatoes.
They was giving a good price for them, too. See, they didn't have their... Farmers didn't have to buy any bags, and they had to pay no expense hardly on them.
Mm. And this was in the, probably around the late 40s and 50s?
Yeah, 51.
So they were hauling them on trucks
51
at that time.
Oh yeah, they hauled out in, 51. Most of them were trucks then.
Who, do you remember who owned that?
I'm sure I can't remember that name now.
No.
It's too long ago.
Well,
I picked up on you from
outside. Isn't that something, you know, if we had an industry like that in Carroll now.
Yes.
Take care of a lot of it.
I'm trying to get the government charged too much for your gallons, you see.
Yes.
And then they had to ship all that stuff, we say, by the express.
Mm-hmm.
Coal Express.
And that cost.
They had to ship in Boston, so you got to have the all shipped to Boston. Then refinery dragged down there, and you had to put it, cut it, and then put it in the balls, and stuff like that, and put it through another plant again. Mm-hmm. And they charged too much a gallon to haul it down there. I think it cost them around $40 a barrel to haul it down to Boston.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they, they put it in bottles too to sell them locally?
Not here.
They didn't sell this.
No, they didn't sell it
here at all.
Well, they sold it just a while. I don't know if they sold it. It was all transferred to Boston anyway.
And before we got anything.
Then the plant down there, I don't know, I imagine they put it in bottles down there.
Now, when you got through with this job, where did you go from there? Was this the time that you went to California?
No, I was before I was married.
Oh, before you were married?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How old were you?
How old I was?
Yes.
Now I went out there?
Mm-hmm.
I was only 21.
How, did you go with someone?
Oh, yeah, it was 64 of us.
64 of you that went to California?
They come up, they went up here in Van Buren, they went hired men, up to the Eureka. They worked in the woods and were shipped out.
So you worked in the woods in California, doing the same thing that you did
up here?
Up here.
Well, the same thing.
Was it?
Laws were bigger.
They were bigger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Redwood?
Yeah.
Small
ones was, we cut that, it was about 20 feet on the top.
Mm-hmm.
We cut lots there. We cut lots in the right time, 25 to 30 feet on the stem, 35.
Yeah. Well, now, they must have been glad to get named men.
Oh, yeah.
That
they shipped out of here, they shipped out to three cars out of here.
They did?
Three different.
Why did so many of them go out there?
Well, I don't think it was most of the people that
want to travel.
They want to travel and they want to see the country.
I imagine a lot of them came back to me, you know.
Oh yeah, it cost us $200 a barrel. Cost them $200 for the fare. And we had to repay it out of our wages after we got there.
This was back in
1921. I came back in 1923.
So you only stayed there 2 years?
Yeah.
You had enough of it?
No. We got all split up everywhere. Finally, I was all alone. My chum left me. Yes.
Did they come back to Maine too? Or?
Most of them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how did you get back to Maine? Did you come by a train?
Oh, yeah, I came by a train.
Mm-hmm. You had to pay your own way back.
Oh, yeah.
Saved enough money.
Oh, yeah. We made enough to come back.
And you were anxious to get back to Maine.
Yeah.
Although California.
We worked our way down there. We some of them didn't land there at all.
They didn't?
Oh, no. Some of them jumped off and left us there at Sacramento. And we had gone up 300 miles further up to the Eureka. And we stayed up there, some stayed up there. Well, we were all split up there.
Mm-hmm.
They took off about 15 or 20 men to the Scotia Lumber Company. Then the Hamble Lumber Company, they took off about 15 or 20 dead.
And they didn't care which ones they took.
I think it was 15, but went up to the mill called Bullwinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed up there for a week. So I got transferred to down to the mill, fire down there. And I went down there a week and we beat it.
Excellent. Now you said you went out in 21. This was right after the First World War, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now you didn't go to the war at all, no. The First World War. You didn't have to where you were.
I was working up Aspen, a year. I was drafted and we come out to Aspen. They said the war was all over, just all over that day. We turned around and back.
So you were up in the woods all the time this war was going on, First World War.
I didn't go any further than that.
No, they didn't need you then, did they? Oh, well, that was a good place.
My brother left First World War.
Your brother did?
Two oldest brothers.
Did they go over to England? Or?
No, yes. One went to Japan, the other one went to Germany.
Your brother's number,
son. Oh, you mean my
your brother?
Oh, yes, he went to France, yes. He's 82 years old and still living.
He's still living. Mm-hmm. He's been to France,
yeah,
fought a war,
yeah,
and back again.
Back again. He was over 2 years.
Where does he live? In Van Buren?
No, he lived in St. Francis.
In St. Francis.
Yeah, he never left St. Francis. No, he was born there.
Where from Fort Kent?
Yeah.
I keep saying Van Buren, you're from St. Francis,
yeah,
around.
He was 82 years old. He was born in 83.
He did very well, didn't he?
He was a cook.
Yeah, he was a cook in the army.
Oh,
he was a cook. He was a cook.
He probably went to the woods too, did he?
Oh, yes.
He go.
Yeah.
Of course, when your whole family was there.
Yeah.
In the woods. So what did you do? I'm anxious to see where you get, when you came to Caribou, was that, you've been out to California?
Yeah, well, no, I left out there while I worked. I was out California while we worked from Eureka. We went back to Sacramento. We worked there in Kennedy over a month or so. We left there, we went to work on the railroad down on the down by, we call it the place Ireland down there. Near 30 miles out of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
We were down there and we'd come back up in the woods up in Westwood, California. About 300 miles ahead of the San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We were there 10 months in the woods and no one caught there, we somehow.
So you spent
my chum probably got there and we was at Westwood there about come on.
Mm-hmm.
I waited and came back in the fall of the year. I came back just fall of the year.
Mm-hmm. One thing that you mentioned way back when we first started out that I was interested in, you were talking about the custom men coming in around 1914. You said about the time the train came up through when they...
Yeah, well...
Was this the...
See, the train that we used to go with about 410 before 1914, something like that.
Is this the B&A that we're talking about?
B&A.
Mm-hmm.
See, they come in 410 before that. From Fort Kent up to St. Francis, they didn't have one.
They didn't have any train at all at that time. So they put track down. And
yeah, they put track down.
And came up to St. Francis.
Yeah. So the Canadian Army. Okay. The Canadian Army used to go up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Canadian Army on the Canadian side, yeah. He used to go up, clear up the corners. Yeah. Mm. On the American side, he used to, they left from Fort Kent up St. Francis.
How did you, on the train, did they carry the mail? How did you get your mail?
Oh yeah, they used to haul mail.
They haul mail.
The train used to come up from, well, he used to come from Bangor up every day, clear up St. Francis. He used he used to come up to St. Francis there, well, I always say, at best 6, 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Well, before they had the train go up, how would you get your mail? Would they drop it off Fort Ken?
It used to be in Fort Ken, see?
And the people in St. Francis would?
I think it was a mailman, and he used to bring up the mail through.
Along through,
yeah.
So that you got your mail.
Yeah.
But when you were in the woods, you never got mail, did you?
Yeah, I told her, the fellow used to. The fellow called up the goldfish and feed for the horse and stuff like that. Well, you stop the post office and pick up the mail every day, the time you come out.
He go out every day, practically.
Yeah, almost every day.
Yeah.
Well, lots of days he'd go down one day and back the next. So if we went up and it was too far, well, sometimes it took a day to come down and a day back.
Mm-hmm.
He'd just make four, 3 trips a week.
And he'd bring anything that you needed?
Yeah, anything to couple needed.
To eat
supplies.
In your mail?
Yeah.
And how did you do your washings? Well, if you had your home, and the whole family was there, your mother must have washed.
We had to wash by hand.
By hand?
The
and,
and
did they do that every day? Or did she do it once
a week? No, about once a week. You used to take us all day.
All day to do your washing.
Start in the morning and about 4 o'clock at night was all done.
And you wash outdoors or
in
the camp?
Yeah. Once in the morning and wash by on the stove there.
Mm-hmm. What, did you hang your clothes up?
Yes, we had a clothesline outside.
A clothesline,
yeah.
So that.
Yeah. In winter time it wasn't funny.
No,
and
it would freeze, wouldn't
yeah.
it? And could you hunt too? Did you go hunting while you were?
Oh, we. Was that shot too long?
Now that's French, isn't it? You're talking French now. Yes, we should get some on the tapes and of the language, but.
We used to go out hunting, and we say in open time, although in closed time, we didn't go. In open time, we were lots of fire, lots of winter. We was up there before.
Before hunting season?
Before hunting season, while we were up in hunting season, probably. Season was open and we used to go up there. I remember one fellow, her sister was married to brother, and we moved up together.
Mm-hmm.
And going up, on the way up, he killed a big deer going up? Yeah.
But this wasn't hunting season though, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was hunting season.
It was hunting season.
Season.
Yeah. He got a deer.
Yeah, killed a nice deer. Nice big buck going up there. Mm-hmm. I didn't know none. Mm-hmm. Didn't kill that deer going up that day.
So, but after the hunting season was over, if you
came in. After the hunting season was over, what?
Did you see bears? Did you see a bear when you were up here?
No, the first time we seen any was a bear.
Why? There was
she lost deer.
Deer, yes.
I think she lost deer. The first time we didn't. I can't remember seeing any. It was the first time.
And no other animals either? Just
I once while I see a moose, something like that.
Mm.
Deer.
And could you, during hunting season back then, could you kill a moose? Wasn't there a law in that to the...
No, you couldn't kill them.
You still couldn't kill them?
No, you still couldn't kill them.
So there must have been a law of hunting them before that when they put that law that we couldn't kill.
Well, I don't know, see, I couldn't tell you to... See, the time was told for moose and all.
Are you a hunter? Do you like hunting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Used to go out a lot in the fall, so.
Do you
still go hunting?
Oh, yeah, I go. Now I ain't got nothing to do. I go most every day.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you got your deer? Last fall, did you get a deer?
Three falls we didn't get any.
Three of them?
3 years.
That
now,
time together.
Mm.
We
you find
together.
Them together.
We hunt together.
Oh, you hunt together.
Yeah.
Two, the last 3 years you didn't get anything back.
No,
but
yeah.
Well,
I
think the last one we got was when we were living next door.
Yeah, down to where?
I wasn't even married then.
Down here, just up there, down here to where?
Oh,
I was probably doing up, yeah, back then, probably doing up.
Did you make ends meet when you were, when he got your liquor? So you had a lot of mince meat pies through the winter, right? That's good. Well, we've had you to California and back, and then you went back in the woods again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, do you remember anything or any event that happened there that was interesting, or?
No, not too much out of that. I came back from California to get married.
No, we went out
2 years. The year I came back from California, I went up to Spurgeon to cut pulp. I cut pulp all winter there.
You cut pulp?
Yeah, cut pulp one winter there.
Now, what's the difference between pulp and cutting this other logs?
Pulp, you cut it up in 4 feet jumps.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to cut the whole length. You cut them off the stump and you top them off at, say, 5 to 6 inches to the top. Well, the general average, say, 6 to 8 inches to the top. See, that's mm-hmm. what you got to cut. Pulp, you cut them all up in pieces.
Just pieces.
Yeah.
And that's used for making paper?
Yeah, that's for paper, making paper. They had a long one, but well, it was made for long boards,
yes, make a lumber.
Yeah, all big lumber.
To build houses.
Yeah.
Which did you like to do the best?
I shouldn't have to do the long lumber.
You would, it's so
put
much.
Put so much lifting to it and mm-hmm. stuff like that. See.
No, I don't imagine. It would be.
Well, you would make a course. Not just much work to it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it wasn't mm-hmm. so heavy.
And you stayed out there all winter, just like you did
yeah.
with the logs.
Paul, well, it's quite a job. You take a big stick for them. It's quite a job to pile it up. We had to pile it all in 4 foot piles, so all
mm-hmm.
4 foot high. Of course, we probably have a cord, probably 10 or 15 cord long, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, that is really interesting. I think. I'm just going to stop this to see you.
Well, they call them can dogs.
Yes, now these tools that you use in the woods during the winter time.
Well,
you had a peavey.
Well, you had to use a peavey.
That has a hook on the...
And then that's got a hook on the peavey. It's got a hook on the dog.
And that's what you haul these logs around.
You roll the logs.
And move them.
You roll the logs over to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have axes.
And you said the cross saw.
Cross saw, yeah.
Now, you mean something else there just a while ago. I didn't catch it.
But a spot that's for that. That's for the very peeling pulps.
Oh, yeah.
And that's for me.
But what is it? What's it?
A spot, they call it.
A spot.
You go underneath
the bark. Bark with a tree.
And this pulp wood, you had to peel every bit of it before?
Yeah, most of it. If you cut summertime, you got most of it there peeled.
That can only be done in the summer.
Yeah, that can only be done in the summer.
Because there'll be sap under
that. Sap on it. You just can cut the sap on the woods in the sap, so you just can peel it.
And peel it right
seven
out.
7 times a year, mm-hmm. summertime.
Oh, I see. Now, this was called a spot.
Yeah.
Now, what else? Can you remember any other tools that you used?
Well, you have to have a pop hook, they call it. A pop hook handle.
Pop hole?
Pop hook.
Pump hook.
Pump hook. And you got to hook it to the end and throw it up in a pile, so you just have something to hook it with, see?
Oh, I see. And you would throw the wood with this tool and go right up on the top of the pile.
Yeah. It's just more or less an extension of your hand. You know, you can't reach on the bottom. You know, one hand underneath the stick from the other end with the hookah.
So
you heave it.
Heave it, and when the pile gets tall, you can.
Well, you get the pile at 4 feet high.
Yeah, you get the pile at 4 feet high, I see.
Yes, and I think it's sort of hard to lift these logs up.
Well, yeah, you take big stuff. Well, of course, you never put the two big ones on top, because you got to even up your piles.
Mm-hmm.
You got to even up your piles, have it just 4 feet high. Of course, you can run it. You got to run it a couple inches higher, or they call it 4 feet anyway.
They call it 4 feet.
Yeah.
Why did they settle on that, 4 feet?
Well, that was what the limit was.
They
call it quarter pulp because it's 8 feet long and 4 feet high.
4 feet long.
Oh,
yeah.
4 feet long.
Four,
8 feet
long.
So it would be more or less.
They call it 8 feet long.
Yeah, but 4 feet.
Yeah.
Lengthways of the stick.
Yeah.
The stick
was 4 feet long and 4 feet high.
Oh, yes. And then the length would be
8 feet. 8 feet, yeah.
And that's how they measured.
Yeah, eight by four. It's called 8x4.
8x4. Mm-hmm. And how many of those 8x4s would you do in one day?
Oh, some days we were pretty good. You cut three or four cards a day, or 5 cards.
That's a lot of wood. If you did 3 or 4 of them, 4x8. 4 feet high.
It's called how good a chance of lumber you had. And if you had a good chance of lumber, well, you'd have to get in
a good.
If you was 2 men, well, I cut all of them one couple of years and won 2 winners there. And I used to cut about 2 cars almost every day, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh,
2 cars a day.
And pilot, same
pilot,
time.
Yeah.
This is
pilot.
Have it all.
I cut 1 winter. I was right around 2 cars and a half a day.
Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't have to log this in the summer. This didn't go down the river.
No, they used to haul it with trucks in wintertime. Well, quite late in the spring. Sometimes you used to wait till. In the summertime, it was dry, woods were pretty dry, and you just hauled out with trucks.
Mm-hmm.
The spring year was too muddy, and you wouldn't haul in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you just hauled a lot of times. In the wintertime, it was frozen in good shape. You used to haul in the wintertime.
On runners, a long sled?
No, hauled with trucks, right?
With trucks, in the wintertime.
Right then, they got now.
Well, how did they do this way back when you were a young fellow?
I cut 1 winter up in Squirtbrook. Well, there we go. We hauled out with hard. What they used to cut in wintertime, they used to haul. You know, we get done in wintertime, they used to cut so much in wintertime, and then they used to haul it out with horses on the lakes.
And what did they?
And they used to drive it down the spring of the year.
And they used to haul us on the lakes?
Yeah, haul on ice.
Because there wasn't any road or anything at that time.
No, they used to haul right out on ice, and in the spring of the year after the ice went out, but they used to drive it down the river.
Oh, when they'd haul it out on the ice and unload it there.
Unload it on the ice and pile
so
it all.
So in the spring that this would be?
Yeah, pile it all up on the ice. Piles all up on the ice, and in the spring year, now the ice went out, but they used to drive down the river.
Mm-hmm.
We cut up in Squirtbrook, they go down St. John's after the reality mill, they used to call.
Reality?
Yeah, they used to have a big mill there, a pulp mill. They used to load it, just load it there. And they used to ship it out there on the train there. We used to drive clear down St. John's.
Yeah. And you used to do this in the summertime too. So it wasn't always a winter job.
Well, most times we used to cut it in wintertime, and then the spring of the year we drive it and probably drive all summer.
Mm-hmm.
I seen 1 year we just got done way with had to break the ice to get the last bit haul out of the river.
Mm-hmm. Well, the days, weren't they? And you'd like to go back?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind at all.
Indeed. Happy, especially if you could go over those falls again,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
On a log. That's what is so interesting to me, to know that you couldn't swim and you'd take a chance like that. Yes, I guess you do. Well, you know, this has been most interesting. I learned some things myself that I never knew about. The one thing I do want to ask you, though, Mrs. Keaton, you didn't just cork all the time you were in camp during the day. Did you have, could you sew, or did you have other things that you could do?
Sometimes we brought in the sewing machine with us. We were busy sewing, you know.
Because you didn't have too much time to do this.
No, we didn't have too much time.
Knitting. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, do it all our knitting.
Kept them busy knitting.
So you would take all your yarn out?
Yeah.
Or did you spin your own yarn?
My mother used to spin her own yarn, yes.
She did?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Now, where would she keep sheep or something?
Yeah, we used to keep sheep home, yeah.
And she carved that wool?
She used to send her yarn to the mill in Santa Gap there. Then they brought it home, back home. And she used to spin her yarn.
To spin it.
And I knit. I used to help her to knit.
Yeah.
And my other sister.
Yeah.
We were quite a big family, you know.